Throwing taken to Cheadle. Here's John. John plays the ball back here to Ahmed. Played in field to Hancock. And cleared by McAllister. But straight to Kershaw. Kershaw for FC United now. On the right hand side of the halfway line. Plays the ball forward to Ritchie. Ritchie tries to get the better of Hancock there. But good defending. Long ball played over the top. Donald's out of her area and miscontrols it, and it's going to be a tap in here surely for Porteous Williams, and that goal has been coming in the last 5 minutes or so. Cheadle have just been getting the deflections. That was their first real clear opportunity. It was a mistake at the back, and Cheadle Town have taken the lead. John, corner of the penalty area on the left foot, crosses the ball in. Now the ball breaks for Walton. Can FC United counter towards Richer? Challenge comes in, but it breaks here for Donnelly. Donnelly to Kershaw. Kershaw back to Donnelly. Donnelly now moving down the right hand side. Plays that. Oh, it was a good pass that towards Ritchie, but it took a deflection. But Ritchie's trying to win this ball back and succeeds. Ritchie goes for goal from distance. Oh, just wide. Good effort there from Ritchie. And here's Coe now on the left hand side for the visitors. Coe can cross this ball in towards the back post. The flag is up. It's a good save from Donald. Porteous Williams meets that ball. I don't think Porteous Williams was offside there. I think she timed the run really well. It was a good save from Donald to avoid any controversy. An opportunity here for FC United, which you do feel they can't turn down right on half time. I think there's going to be a few minutes of added time, obviously, but we're into those added minutes. Free kick to FC United. About 10 yards in from the touchline on this left hand side, midway inside Cheadle's half. It's two plays in the wall. Carlin is over this ball. Carlin with this free kick now from FC United's left hand side into the penalty area, flicked on there and into the net, and it was Richer who just got a glancing header. Linford on the stretch down to her left, she couldn't keep it out. FC United have scored an equaliser right on half time.
It's a good ball in, and it really was up for grabs between four or five players,
and
it was a deft little touch by Ritchie that Linford couldn't reach, and that changes the game somewhat so close to half time.
Throwing taken into FC United's penalty area. There was Poitier coming back, but cleared. And well, it's back with John. John could cross this into the near post. Oh, it's bundled, cleared off the line there by Carlin. What a piece of defending that was. And here's Walton now bringing the ball out. Ritchie tries to give the ball back to Walton, but John is tracking back. Chances at both ends in this opening part of the second half. Through ball attempted there, and straight to Donald.
I wonder if we'll look back on that moment at the end of the game as being significant.
Free kick to Cheadle. Just inside their half. Not too far from the TV gantry over on the far side, and it's Ahmed to take this.
High line here for FC.
Very high line. In it comes, and John has beat that offside trap into the penalty area, and there's John. Oh, it hit the post. It goes out for a goal kick. Well, FC United there. In the last 10 minutes, they've had to clear a ball off the line, and then they've the post has come to the rescue. Score remains 1-0. Heading out to the corner flag here, Poitier and Carlin still battling away. A back heel there from Poitier, but straight to Reeves. Reeves has got time, plays it down the line, but Ruddock wins the header, and it breaks for John on the edge of the penalty area. Good skill from John. Jean puts a challenge in, cleared by Reeves once again, on his far as Ahmed. McAllister, high into the sky, the ball goes. Brought down there by Hancock, played through. John's onside. John gets the better of Ford, and then places it past Donald and into the goal, and Cheadle there against the run of play have retaken the lead, Paul.
Well, we were saying only moments ago that she was the outstanding player on the pitch this afternoon, and it was brilliantly taken goal. She went left and right, outwitted the defender and the keeper, and slotted it in, and it was a piece of magic from the Stingers there.
That was against the run of play, Paul, because we were coming back into it, weren't we? But here comes Cheadle on the ball, but Jean cuts it out. Throwing taken towards Ritchie. Ritchie rides the challenge. Ritchie still manages to get the ball to Dill. Dill goes for goal. Great save by the goalkeeper on a near post. Dill did well there. So did Ritchie. But good goalkeeping from Linford, out of play. Well worked by FC there, Paul.
That could have been the equaliser. Great piece of work.
It's going to be a corner to FC United. 5 minutes left of normal time. Kershaw to take this from the corner of the SMRE and the main stand. On her right foot. It's going to be swung outwards. In it comes. It's a good ball in towards Dill. It's met by Dill. Oh, it's just cleared there by Birdswhistle. Kershaw trying to get to it and does. Gets it to Reeves. Reeves looking for a red shirt. Gives it back to Kershaw in this near touchline. Down the line. Oh, the move breaks down. Free kick to FC United.
In a very good position.
About 10 yards from the corner of the Cheadle penalty area. 10 yards in from the touchline on this main stand side. Carlin to take this.
She did have the magic touch for the free kick she earlier. Did.
Wow. Everyone's out towards the back end of Cheadle's penalty area at the minute. Reeves is there, Dill's there, Richie's there, Hamer, Stopford and Jean. Carlin to take this free kick on her right foot from this right-hand side. Carlin, in it comes towards the back post. There's Jean, she rises, it crosses the line and FC United have got themselves an equaliser.
Well, it's all about the delivery, isn't it?
87 minutes on the clock. What a ball in from Carlin. Good header from Jean. And FC United have got it back all square.
Two assists from Carlin in the game. Well, that's a lot of character to come back so late in the game. So now we're minutes away from penalties.
Full time here at Broadhurst Park and in this third qualifying round of the FA Cup. It's finished 2-2 after 90 minutes. A dramatic game, Paul, but we're going to penalties.
Well, it's been a good contest between two ultimately well-matched sides, but now, of course, we've got the lottery of penalties and anything can happen.
It's going to be Shauna Jean to take the first penalty for FC United. Shauna Jean, who scored the equaliser there with about 3 minutes left of the game. Jessica Linford in the Cheadle Town goal. Jean steps up. Oh, it cannons off the bar. And it's over to Cheadle Town to see if they can take an early lead in this penalty shootout. It's Elizabeth Potier to take this. First penalty for Cheadle. Potier into the top corner. Donald did guess the right way, but had no chance of saving that. And after the first round of penalties, it's 1-0 to Cheadle. Well, second round of penalties about to get underway here with Carlin to take. Carlin, straight down the middle, straight into the net. Back all square, but here comes Sophie John now for Cheadle's second penalty. For the visitors. Oh, it's saved by Donald. She got hands to it. It came off the bar. And we're back all square after two rounds of penalties. It's one apiece.
Sophie against Sophie there. And the FC keeper turned out the winner.
Well, here comes Richie. Here comes other Richie. Richie to the goalkeeper's left. Into the net. FC United score their second penalty.
Bit more pressure on the third kick now.
And it's going to be Portis Williams to take Cheadle's third penalty against Sophie Donald in the FC United goal. Portis Williams. Oh, it's another save from Donald, and that one was better than the last one. Oh, and I think, is the referee saying it needs to be retaken? She is. She's going to retake it.
Oh.
Well,
controversial stuff. You don't get many retakes in a shootout.
No, but this is another retake. Portis Williams to take this penalty again. Oh, it's to the goalkeeper's right. And Donald guessed again. Well, that's controversial. We'll have to watch that one back. But after three rounds of penalties, it's 2-2.
That could have been so critical if that save would have stood. But now Shanice Reeves steps up.
The club captain, Reeves. Oh, that's a good penalty, isn't it? Smashed it into the net. FC United keep the pressure on. And here comes the fourth penalty now for Cheadle Town. And it's going to be Rebecca Coe. Coe. Oh, and again, Donald guessed right. Couldn't get to it. It was well positioned, that penalty. It's right into the corner.
So we get to the dreaded fifth kick now.
Yeah, 3-3 the score, and we're on to the fifth round of penalties.
And here's a responsibility for a youngster.
And it's going to be Tamara Hamer into the corner of the net. Nerves of steel from Hamer there. And it's 4-3. And here comes the fifth penalty for Cheadle. And it's Jodie Hancock. And Jodie Hancock has to score this penalty to keep the penalty shootout going. Hancock steps up. Oh, that's a great penalty into the roof of the net. So after five rounds of penalties, it's 4-4. And we're now into sudden death. And it's going to be Kershaw. Isabella Kershaw for FC United. Good penalty. Linford there on the stretch down to her right. But into the net it goes.
And this is why taking the first kick often is very important.
And it looks like the substitute, Natasha Priestley, to take this penalty. Well, Priestley puts the ball on the spot. Has to score. Priestley for Cheadle Town. Over the bar, and FC United progress through to the next round of the FA Cup. Priestley there put it over the bar into the SMRE, and FC United 2-2. The score finished at full time, and it's finished 5-4 on penalties.